will often become part of the nasty statistics. The choice is completely your own. Do not look to your neighbor to do it for you. He has had no more advantage than have you. It is time to put away your childish behavior and begin to act and to live as you should. It is childish to quibble among yourselves and be jealous of another. Stop pointing your fingers at one another, for your shortcomings are no less than another's. Stop running around gossiping and tattling. It's time you moved up from your third grade emotions and actions and began to take upon yourselves the full responsibility for selves. The only reason you are behaving in such a manner is because you are afraid, and by pointing a finger at another, you are hoping that it will take the attention off yourself. But while that ploy may work with others in your immediate grouping, understand that it does not work with us, and God, above all, sees past all those little games. You might be able to hide your fears from one another, but you cannot hide them from God. So long as you continue your current behavior, you are never going to step off that wheel of karma. You see, in order to step off, you have to let go of your fears, all of them, and take full and complete responsibility for every bit of your lives. You bet this is a tough message, but guess what? It's past the time for hand-holding and nose-wiping. It is time for you to grow up and become productive members of the universe. But that decision is completely up to you. Have a good day, and thank you for sitting and penning this message. I am Tonio Soltec. I am in service unto the one light of Holy God. Blessed art thou, O children of the universe. Salute.
I'm very grateful for that particular receiver. And I hope that you will spread that word. We stumble along, we bumble along, we do a lot of praying, we do a lot of cleaning of ourselves. We don't feel worthy, or we feel a little bit too smug and worthy. It's hard to find a balance when you are in knowing that you have the capability of being creator. Doesn't mean that your plans are to go in there and take the place of God creator. But when you are able to gain the stature of self, the esteem of self, the realization of being in such a perfect environment can work one of two ways. It can make you very humble, or it can make you just a little egotistical, at which point God will bring you right down here below humility. He always can do that to you. And when that happens, you have to begin once again to build up and build up and build up confidence in self and in your teachers. It doesn't let you outgrow your teachers. You cannot outgrow your teachers, because your teachers become and are students. And they've learned enough not to put themselves up here beyond that which is their task or their purpose. To be in knowing of all is not to be a know-it-all. And to put a few things in perspective for you. You've been there before and done that before. So that the term "been there and done that" may or may not mean much to you. Oh, boredom. Here I am sitting on top of the crystal again of the universe that we call this galactic little place. seems to me, sir, there was a big crystal on Atlantis or under it or somewhere that caused almost as much trouble as this one is. Would you mind just taking it out to sea somewhere? No, I wouldn't mind that, except this time we're not going to have it out to sea. That's both good news and bad news.
At least not yet.
I don't intend to have it out there in the salt water to shrivel my fingers. But let's look at life on your globe. You don't have to go back to the Anunnaki or all of that BS. All you have to do is realize the changes of life as you know it historically. And it's all right if you don't want to believe in God Creator. That's your prerogative. It's all right if you don't believe in UFO stuff. That's your prerogative. If you don't believe in UFO stuff and you're a lawyer and you believe in the Bar Association, which do you think is going to merit you the most in the long haul? God doesn't mind. The last word never minds, because there is a knowledge that the last laugh is God's. And let's not have it be at you. Let's have it be with us. So what do I mean? Am I just going to preach a sermon about goodness and God? No. What makes you think civilizations actually come to fall? Because so much goes into negative energy that a civilization cannot longer sustain itself. Oh, we're talking about Rome and fiddlers and that sort of thing, who fritter their time away. We'll get to that in a minute, too. No, we're talking about major, major changes. You see, Rome fell. Greece fell. The United States of America has fallen. Russia fell. Man falls because he puts himself up here as ruler, and he cannot control that which is beyond him. So he's destined to fall. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about generations of beings. Not little anthills that either rise or fall. Before, you were divided as to continents. After, let's call it the Big Bang, or the Big Bump is what it was. You were pretty damn lopsided, I'll tell you. And it required a lot of cosmic intervention just to stabilize this place enough for it to become again a sphere. So what happens as it remolds itself, rebalances itself? Fortunately, it could do most of that without mankind on it interfering. And so it could again form itself and balance itself. And still it was out of balance. When you speak of a pandemic, what do you mean? Well, that is bigger than an epidemic, isn't it? It came from the term pan. You started out on this globe with one continent. It was pan. On earth, lopsided as it was, shan. And I find it interesting that only in the land of Kunsa do they recognize your own name of Shan. Kunsa is in the country of Shan. Today there is a great ongoing theater performance in honor of the Tibetans to try to get China, during this visit with your president, to open up its heart to what? Buddhism? No, the Dalai Lama. Well, is the Dalai Lama the end of all ends? Of course not. And people sitting in that area last night, six or eight of them got struck by electricity. I'll bet that was a fun one. You see, you put everything on the basis of a human physical idea. The ideal is to open all of the world unto the Dalai Lamas. But I would prefer that the Dalai Lama not be so narrow in his allowances, because that is creating religion that will strangle you. So, in the olden days, as Earth was balancing, do you really think that half of Pan ended up on the opposite side of the globe without some massive upheavals of some kind to move it? Air, water, Earth tectonic plates. There was Lemuria, Mu. There was Atlantis. These are just ones you know about. And in each instance, waters had to come upon the earth to put out the radiation, lest you annihilate your very species. Heat builds up. Ice caps melt. Water will run to its lowest level. Meanwhile, from inside the earth is thrusting upward these massive heat balls. And now they're radioactive. Pray they go off underwater. And yet you better be prepared for what washes ashore. But you're here. This is the promise of God. You are here in a manifest form on this globe, having survived those other things. But I didn't survive, you might say. Maybe somebody else did, but I didn't. Didn't you? Didn't you? And didn't you learn? Oh my, did you ever learn? And it's not all right for the creative being that is yourself to watch as your own creations are destroyed through ignorance, stupidity, and the egotistical mass. You are your own adversary. When you no longer recognize this adversary, you will get busy and you will create what you need. And more don't have to die to allow you to perfect it. But will it come in time to stop the devastations that are already in the making? No. But do you have to borrow all of that negative energy? Oh, my God, it's going to split right down the middle of the United States, and we're just going to be an island, and we're going to have all of these gouges out of the landmass. So what? God has also allowed some to see enough to let you begin to make some decisions. And believe me, if you were among the ones on Pan, you will make the right decision. And even if you weren't, it will be the right one. for whatever it is you need. But we're not playing with individual souls here. Let me remind you of something. You are both all and you are nothing. The game at hand, the mission at hand, is to make sure a remnant survives whatever comes onto this magnificent manifest creation. You've got parallel worlds. This one is but a thought form. It can be recreated. It can be shifted, altered. What do you want to do with it? Well, a few of you want to create the way to allow man to make his evolvement in a positive way. But the world won't look the same. Who cares? Some of it isn't so great anyway. Man has ruined a lot of it. What in the world are the generations to come to your globe going to think when they dig into Yucca Flats and find poison and death in barrels? Open up your minds to what is and quit pretending it will all go away. If you close your eyes, nobody can see you. I can see you. You have just made yourself blind, that's all, and handicapped yourself. And some of you will have done that to try to become crippled so that you can't help yourself. Bullshit. God doesn't buy that kind of trash. You started out in perfection. And I'll tell you this. You're going out in perfection. Or we ain't going. And I don't care who else goes. Our mission is to make sure that there's a remnant to begin to lay a foundation for the next generations of human. God likes humans. You are his thinking equal if you would but use it. So that makes the experience ever so much more interesting for you and for God. And yes, you have a lot of opposition. But the only opposition you have is in a physical form. And if you will ponder that a little bit, you'll see that that means you don't have any opposition at all. And since there is no such thing as time or space, just the perception and the concept of it, perhaps you'll quit feeling you're so out of time. But I don't want you to feel that you're so in time that you don't do what you need to do to evolve in this physical plane, a physical way, to better utilize this marvelous, wondrous creation at your disposal. Can you imagine anything bigger than God handing you a planet at your disposal? Well, couldn't he give me a nice new one without this mess aboard? No, he never does. What would you do for fun? And while you're out there waiting to take this planet, why don't you let him fill it up, these hands, these cups? Why don't you develop the physical things that can develop a physical planet? All mankind needs is to see a better way. That's all he needs. Now you decide in a break if you want to sit here and listen to these tapes or go home or do whatever you want to do. We've had a load today, even if you don't perceive it. I'm concurring with these speakers. I'm not giving you a day or a date. they're much more brave than I. And some of them are so afraid of us, they will not even return a phone call. So guess who's got the ball in their court? And I'm going to dump it in yours. Everybody should hear this. They feed off of each other. That's okay. Because I can concur that this is happening. You can't deny the winds. You cannot deny the jet stream hitting the earth. This is unheard of. And it's going to be more and more and more. And you can evolve with it so that you can survive in it, beneath it, whatever we need to do. But it's time now to begin to move on and get a backflow of value coming in so that we can acquire the needed equipment to make this transition properly and not have to go back and sit in the natural caves and kill each other with clubs. We're going to stop killing. We can learn to eat and love things that do not need to be killed. And you may say, well, that's the idealistic world, sir. I prefer steak. Then you eat steak, but I will tell you, you will run out of food. So it's intelligence. God gave mankind intelligence. That is your gift. And free will choice. And I'm going to win this particular war. And I certainly do welcome any of you who wish to come along. And I know who you are. This may be the first list we really make. So let's have a bite of bread together. And then you decide if you want to stay and listen to these tapes, or disperse, whatever you want to do. And I thank you. I especially thank the ones who have not been here for a while. We have not had meetings. And then we've had to have some business meetings on off days. And that's not stopped because nothing has stopped. We just have more lawsuits filed. It's got to be put down. It's got to be ended so that we can have time without those distractions to move. Because when we have a few days without those distractions, you cannot imagine what progress we make. So let us take a break at the least. Salut.
It will often become part of the nasty statistics. The choice is completely your own. Do not look to your neighbor to do it for you. He has had no more advantage than have you. It is time to put away your childish behavior and begin to act and to live as you should. It is childish to quibble among yourselves and be jealous of another. Stop pointing your fingers at one another, for your shortcomings are no less than another's. Stop running around gossiping and tattling. It's time you moved up from your third grade emotions and actions and began to take upon yourselves the full responsibility for selves. The only reason you are behaving in such a manner is because you are afraid, and by pointing a finger at another, you are hoping that it will take the attention off yourself. But while that ploy may work with others in your immediate grouping, understand that it does not work with us. And God, above all, sees past all those little games. You might be able to hide your fears from one another, but you cannot hide them from God. So long as you continue your current behavior, you are never going to step off that wheel of karma. You see, in order to step off, you have to let go of your fears, all of them, and take full and complete responsibility for every bit of your lives. You bet this is a tough message, but guess what? It's past the time for hand-holding and nose-wiping. It is time for you to grow up and become productive members of the universe. But that decision is completely up to you. Have a good day, and thank you for sitting and penning this message. I am Tonio Soltec. I am in service unto the one light of Holy God. Blessed art thou, O children of the universe. Salute.
I'm very grateful for that particular receiver. And I hope that you will spread that word. We stumble along, we bumble along, we do a lot of praying, we do a lot of cleaning of ourselves. We don't feel worthy, or we feel a little bit too smug and worthy. It's hard to find a balance when you are in knowing that you have the capability of being creator. Doesn't mean that your plans are to go in there and take the place of God creator. But when you are able to gain the stature of self, the esteem of self, the realization of being in such a perfect environment can work one of two ways. It can make you very humble, or it can make you just a little egotistical, at which point God will bring you right down here below humility. He always can do that to you. And when that happens, you have to begin once again to build up and build up and build up confidence in self and in your teachers. It doesn't let you outgrow your teachers. You cannot outgrow your teachers, because your teachers become and are students. And they've learned enough not to put themselves up here beyond that which is their task or their purpose. To be in knowing of all is not to be a know-it-all. And to put a few things in perspective for you. You've been there before and done that before. So that the term "been there and done that" may or may not mean much to you. Oh, boredom. Here I am sitting on top of the crystal again of the universe that we call this galactic little place. Seems to me, sir, there was a big crystal on Atlantis or under it or somewhere that caused almost as much trouble as this one is. Would you mind just taking it out to sea somewhere? No, I wouldn't mind that, except this time we're not going to have it out to sea. That's both good news and bad news.
At least not yet.
I don't intend to have it out there in the salt water to shrivel my fingers. But let's look at life on your globe. You don't have to go back to the Anunnaki or all of that BS. All you have to do is realize the changes of life as you know it historically. And it's all right if you don't want to believe in God Creator. That's your prerogative. It's all right if you don't believe in UFO stuff. That's your prerogative. If you don't believe in UFO stuff and you're a lawyer and you believe in the Bar Association, which do you think is going to merit you the most in the long haul? God doesn't mind. The last word never minds, because there is a knowledge that the last laugh is God's. And let's not have it be at you. Let's have it be with us. So what do I mean? Am I just going to preach a sermon about goodness and God? No. What makes you think civilizations actually come to fall? Because so much goes into negative energy that a civilization cannot longer sustain itself. Oh, we're talking about Rome and fiddlers and that sort of thing, who fritter their time away. We'll get to that in a minute, too. No, we're talking about major, major changes. You see, Rome fell. Greece fell. The United States of America has fallen. Russia fell. Man falls. Because he puts himself up here as ruler, and he cannot control that which is beyond him. So he's destined to fall. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about generations of beings, not little anthills that either rise or fall. Before, you were divided as to continents. After, let's call it the Big Bang, or the Big Bump is what it was. You were pretty damn lopsided, I'll tell you. And it required a lot of cosmic intervention just to stabilize this place enough for it to become again a sphere. So what happens as it remolds itself, rebalances itself? Fortunately, it could do most of that without mankind on it interfering. And so it could again form itself and balance itself. And still it was out of balance. When you speak of a pandemic, what do you mean? Well, that is bigger than an epidemic, isn't it? It came from the term pan. You started out on this globe with one continent. It was pen. On earth, lopsided as it was, Shan. And I find it interesting that only in the land of Kunsa do they recognize your own name of Shan. Kunsa is in the country of Shan. Today there is a great ongoing theater performance in honor of the Tibetans to try to get China, during this visit with your president, to open up its heart to what? Buddhism? No, the Dalai Lama. Well, is the Dalai Lama the end of all ends? Of course not. And people sitting in that area last night, six or eight of them got struck by electricity. I'll bet that was a fun one. You see, you put everything on the basis of a human physical idea. The ideal is to open all of the world unto the Dalai Lamas. But I would prefer that the Dalai Lama not be so narrow in his allowances, because that is creating religion that will strangle you. So in the olden days, as Earth was balancing, do you really think that half of Pan ended up on the opposite side of the globe without some massive upheavals of some kind to move it? Air, water, earth tectonic plates. There was Lemuria, Mu, There was Atlantis. These are just ones you know about. And in each instance, waters had to come upon the earth to put out the radiation, lest you annihilate your very species. Heat builds up. Ice caps melt. Water will run to its lowest level. Meanwhile, from inside the earth is thrusting upward these massive heat balls. And now they're radioactive. Pray they go off underwater. And yet you better be prepared for what washes ashore. But you're here. This is the promise of God. You are here in a manifest form on this globe, having survived those other things. But I didn't survive, you might say. Maybe somebody else did, but I didn't. Didn't you? Didn't you? And didn't you learn? Oh my, did you ever learn? And it's not all right for the creative being that is yourself to watch as your own creations are destroyed through ignorance, stupidity, and the egotistical mass. You are your own adversary. When you no longer recognize this adversary, you will get busy and you will create what you need. And more don't have to die to allow you to perfect it. But will it come in time to stop the devastations that are already in the making? No. But do you have to borrow all of that negative energy? Oh, my God, it's going to split right down the middle of the United States, and we're just going to be an island, and we're going to have all of these gouges out of the landmass. So what? God has also allowed some to see enough to let you begin to make some decisions. And believe me, if you were among the ones on Pan, you will make the right decision. And even if you weren't, it will be the right one. For whatever it is you need. But we're not playing with individual souls here. Let me remind you of something. You are both all and you are nothing. The game at hand, the mission at hand, is to make sure a remnant survives whatever comes onto this magnificent, manifest creation. You've got parallel worlds. This one is but a thought form. It can be recreated. It can be shifted, altered. What do you want to do with it? Well, a few of you want to create the way to allow man to make his evolvement in a positive way. But the world won't look the same. Who cares? Some of it isn't so great anyway. Man has ruined a lot of it. What in the world are the generations to come to your globe going to think when they dig into Yucca Flats and find poison and death in barrels? Open up your minds to what is and quit pretending it will all go away. If you close your eyes, nobody can see you. I can see you. You have just made yourself blind, that's all, and handicapped yourself. And some of you will have done that to try to become crippled so that you can't help yourself. Bullshit. God doesn't buy that kind of trash. You started out in perfection. And I'll tell you this, you're going out in perfection. Or we ain't going. And I don't care who else goes. Our mission is to make sure that there's a remnant to begin to lay a foundation for the next generations of human. God likes humans. You are his thinking equal if you would but use it. So that makes the experience ever so much more interesting for you and for God. And yes, you have a lot of opposition. But the only opposition you have is in a physical form. And if you will ponder that a little bit, you'll see that that means you don't have any opposition at all. And since there is no such thing as time or space, just the perception and the concept of it, perhaps you'll quit feeling you're so out of time. But I don't want you to feel that you're so in time that you don't do what you need to do to evolve in this physical plane, a physical way, to better utilize this marvelous, wondrous creation at your disposal. Can you imagine anything bigger than God handing you a planet at your disposal? Well, couldn't he give me a nice new one without this mess aboard? No, he never does. What would you do for fun? And while you're out there waiting to take this planet, why don't you let him fill it up, these hands, these cups? Why don't you develop the physical things that can develop a physical planet? All mankind needs is to see a better way. That's all he needs. Now you decide in a break if you want to sit here and listen to these tapes or go home or do whatever you want to do. We've had a load today, even if you don't perceive it. I'm concurring with these speakers. I'm not giving you a day or a date. They're much more brave than I. And some of them are so afraid of us, they will not even return a phone call. So guess who's got the ball in their court? And I'm going to dump it in yours. Everybody should hear this. They feed off of each other. That's okay. Because I can concur that this is happening. You can't deny the winds. You cannot deny the jet stream hitting the earth. This is unheard of. And it's going to be more and more and more. And you can evolve with it so that you can survive in it, beneath it, whatever we need to do. But it's time now to begin to move on and get a backflow of value coming in so that we can acquire the needed equipment to make this transition properly and not have to go back and sit in the natural caves and kill each other with clubs. We're going to stop killing. We can learn to eat and love things that do not need to be killed. And you may say, well, that's the idealistic world, sir. I prefer steak. Then you eat steak, but I will tell you, you will run out of food. So it's intelligence. God gave mankind intelligence. That is your gift. And free will choice. And I'm going to win this particular war. And I certainly do welcome any of you who wish to come along. And I know who you are. This may be the first list we really make. So let's have a bite of bread together. And then you decide if you want to stay and listen to these tapes or disperse, whatever you want to do. And I thank you. I especially thank the ones who have not been here for a while. We have not had meetings. And then we've had to have some business meetings on off days. And that's not stopped because nothing has stopped. We just have more lawsuits filed. It's got to be put down. It's got to be ended so that we can have time without those distractions to move. Because when we have a few days without those distractions, you cannot imagine what progress we make. So let us take a break at the least. Salut.